Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hour number two of Gwen and Chris. Chrisello, Scraby today, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol. We'll all be back on Monday for a full 4 hours. Coming up on the Daily Gambit here. Before that, congrats again to Jennifer Petrie and the USD women's volleyball team. Excuse me. This is becoming kind of a yearly thing, right? I mean, was it two seasons ago they made the Final Four? Remember we had a couple of their players on.
It may have been two seasons ago.
Yeah. This year they're back in the NCAA tournament. They're the 8th seed in the Nebraska Regional, which is the good news. The bad news is if they win, they're going to have to play number one Nebraska in their gym in the next match because Nebraska's like supposedly totally unbeatable. But anyway, USD would like to have the opportunity, and their match against Kansas State in the first round is underway. And right now, USD has won the first set.
Very
25-21.
Nice.
So one set to none. Best of five. So
very nice.
Terrell Rose, good luck on that one. All right, anything left over?
Yes, I do need to say that we are at some point, we are going to have one more pair of Zach Bryan tickets to give away, but you have to stay tuned because Chris is going to have a trivia question.
And it could happen any minute.
Any minute.
Don't go anywhere.
Yep.
If you're a Zach Bryan fan, don't stray.
Yes.
Because we could be putting you in line to win those soon. But right now, we're going to give you a Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have some bets from last night that we made, and it all started with the Lions and the Cowboys. And the Lions were 3.5-point favorites last night. Chris went Cowboys, I went Lions. Lions win 44-30. You know, without those two Dak Prescott interceptions, that's two possessions right there. That could have cost the game.
And everybody's blaming George Pickens for all of it.
I mean,
we'll explain in a minute, yeah. But George Pickens taking a beating in the social media world today.
Which is really funny to me because he's been one of the great best wide receivers in the league this year, and he has one bad game and everybody's crushing him.
I don't know, but they don't care that he had a bad game. So let's forget. Okay. We don't have to hold on to it. We'll talk about it now. He can have a bad game. People are complaining about his lack of effort.
I see that, yeah.
Saying that he wasn't going after ball. He just wasn't going after balls. He wasn't putting in the effort. Guys were cutting in front of him and intercepting passes that he should have been catching. That is not forgivable.
I get right? that.
If you don't put effort in, people are going to call you out. The main guy who called him out was Richard Sherman on the post game. Richard Sherman said, look at this stuff. This is not acceptable. And they showed a tape of three or four plays, and Richard Sherman said, this is brutal. So, anyway, I haven't heard back from George Pickens yet. But
George Pickens is a guy. If you're a team, you're going to have to realize that he walks to the beat of his own drum, or whatever the saying is, you know? You might get a guy that might not try as hard one game than he does the other game. I don't know. It's weird. People are very angry.
That's
right.
Not acceptable.
It's not. But we also don't know. We also don't know if there was a play, or we also don't know those things. Like, did Dak? Was there something that they called?
We know that he ran a streak down the left sideline late in the game, down two touchdowns, because we can see it.
Yes,
and the ball is laid out there for him, and he has both defensive guys beat, and the pass has them beat.
Yeah,
and he just doesn't go catch the ball. I mean, it's obvious. I don't know what he was thinking.
I can't defend that one.
All right.
So, I was just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm just telling you what's happening. If you're a Cowboy fan, maybe you're mad at George Pickens, too. Maybe you're mad that they're mad at him. I don't know.
Next one. Over, under 55.5 total points in the game. Chris went over. I went under. It went well over.
74.
Not even close.
And we thought the 55 was a huge
ginormous
number,
yes.
Yeah.
Dak, who had more passing yards, Dak or Jared Goff? Dak was minus 25 on the spread. You went Dak, I went Goff. Dak, even with those passes falling incomplete, he threw for 351 yards after the 25 was subtracted, and Goff, 309. So you win that bet.
Both went over 300. There wasn't much handing off last night.
No. More receiving yards. CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens? We both went George Pickens.
Yeah, we didn't know he was going to take the night off.
CeeDee Lamb left in the concussion protocol, but he still had 121 yards when he left.
Yeah, Pickens only got 37.
37. That's correct. All right, LSU women basketball minus 16.5 at Duke last night. We went Duke, and LSU won by only 16.
Once again, the guys who make the spread, ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, so we win that one.
Yep.
Raptors, minus 2.5 against the Lakers. You went Raptors, I went Lakers. Lakers, as we all know, the best pass that's ever been passed in NBA history.
Yes, assist of
won the
lifetime.
The game. LeBron James is the best player of all time. 123-120, the Lakers win.
Once again, they spread a half a point difference.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. LeBron, over under 21.5 points. We both went over. Now this ended his streak. Yeah. 8 points in the game. Mm-hmm. Last one, Avalanche, minus 1.5 at the Islanders. And I went with the Avalanche, you went Islanders, and the Avs' luck came to an end. Islanders win 6-3.
Broke their 17-game point streak. Colorado had not lost in regulation time for quite a while, but they lost last night. All right, let's get this in, Scraby. Big weekend, lots going on. We'll start with college football conference championship game tonight. James Madison, their coach is leaving for UCLA.
Yes.
But they still have a chance to go to the playoff, especially if they can beat Troy. There's that Troy again.
Seriously.
They're everywhere.
Seriously.
I know. James Madison is at home for the title game. They're favored by 24.5.
Wow.
Do you dare bet against Troy?
I mean, this is a conference title game.
I know, but it's James Madison's really dominant.
I know, but I got to go Troy. I can't think that a conference title game is going to be a big blowout like that.
Yeah. I'm inclined to think the same as you. And plus, Troy has just kind of been our go-to weird team this year. I'll take Troy. Plus 24.5. Boise State, UNLV, they play tonight for the Mountain West. Wish the Aztecs were playing.
I abstain.
You refuse to bet?
Yes.
Fair enough. I refuse to bet as well.
Okay,
Crossed it out. Ohio State.
That's our formal protest.
That's our formal protest. We will not wager. Ohio State minus 4, Indiana tomorrow. Big 10. I'm going to go Indiana only because I'm going to root for Indiana. Yeah. I just don't root for Ryan Day. I don't understand why Indiana is all of a sudden one of the greatest college football teams ever.
No one does.
But it's happened the last 2 years.
Yep.
So I'm going to try Indiana here. This game is in a weird game because the loser is going to go to the playoff.
Yes.
So do you show everything just in case you play them again?
Yeah, you want that seeding.
Huh? All right. Interesting.
Who you? Because you get a home game, right?
No, I think no. Because I think if you get the seeding, you would get a bye.
Okay. And well, you then, want the bye,
right? You want the bye. You wouldn't get a home game, but you get a bye.
I got to think Indiana is not ready yet for big prime pressure, time. So I'm gonna say Ohio State.
Plus, we have Julian Sayin. Can't bet against her own guys.
Yes. By the way, he looks good. Like he looks like a legit quarterback that might play in the NFL.
I hope so, and it's so early in his career, but he's on such a good team never know. He's getting protected. He's got wide receivers NFL caliber already.
You're right.
So that might be helping him, but I don't want to take away. Guy has performed really well under a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. Yeah. He's a starting quarterback for Ohio State coming off a national championship.
No,
he's done
a
good job.
He's been great. Texas Tech 12.5 over BYU.
I know where you're going.
Well, here's the thing. BYU could throw the whole Miami Notre Dame argument out the window. Because
if they win,
that could push both Notre Dame and Miami out of it.
Okay.
Because I think Texas Tech would get in as at large.
So you're going to go with BYU?
It's your pick.
Oh,
Tech minus 12.5.
Again, conference title, BYU.
BYU. I took BYU the first time these two teams played, and Texas Tech crushed them. They will not tomorrow, BYU.
Oh.
BYU, plus they got the coaches coming back.
Yes.
All right, we got a little college hoops tonight. It's a rip-roaring affair.
Okay.
San Jose State minus 7.5 against USD up in San Jose. San Jose is never good. But unfortunately, man... starting to run. I'm not getting impatient, but I'm getting a little impatient. I expect Steve Lavin to be better by now. It's not happening yet. I pick them and lose every time. I'm going to take San Jose State tonight.
What's
7.5?
Torero's record.
3-4, maybe 3-5.
All right,
it's not great.
I will give USD
one more shot.
One more shot.
All right. Best game of the night in college hoops, Gonzaga at Kentucky. Zags by 5.5.
Gonzaga at minus 5.
That goes to show you where Gonzaga is on the world ranking, though. If the Aztecs were playing at Kentucky tonight, would we be favored by 5.5?
Heck no.
Even in a good year.
It would be like 18 points
or something. Yeah, but Gonzaga is actually favored. You going with them on the
road? Kentucky did they just lose at home?
I don't know. Gonzaga just lost to Michigan by 40.
Everybody did. I'm going to go Gonzaga.
I'll take Kentucky at home, protecting the Southeast Conference. A couple more quick. NBA Thunder minus 15.5 over the Mavs.
Me?
Thunder is 21-1 now.
I will go Mavs.
15.5. Thunder haven't been winning a lot, but I'll take them tonight. Excuse me, Austin Reeves scoring against Jaylen Brown. Straight up, Lakers, Celtics play each other. Who scores more? I say the White Mamba.
No, it's not the White Mamba.
Hillbilly Mamba, yeah. I was trying to protect all the hillbillies out there. Austin Reeves, I'll take him. Because both Doncic and James are out.
Yeah, they are. I'll go with the Hillbilly Mamba.
You're going with him? And one more, because this is such a ridiculously bad line. It shows how bad these two teams are. NFL Sunday, Browns, Titans, over under 33.5 points.
Man. Can they get there? That's a rough matchup.
But 33.5 points, that's like nothing.
Is it my choice?
It's your
choice. Cam Ward is slowly... he's crawling, but he's getting a little bit better week by week. Browns' defense is way too good, though. I'm going to say under.
Wow.
The Browns, I don't know the Titans will score. They might score a couple field goals.
Under does seem to be the bet. This could be like a 6-0 game.
Because Shador is going to start.
Because Cleveland doesn't have much on offense either.
No, but their defense is amazing.
How are they going to go over?
You're going to go over.
Yeah, Cleveland defense sets them up for a couple scores.
All right.
That's my
thinking. That's a good thought.
All right, stick around. Zach Bryan tickets. Are you there? Zach Bryan fans, name his first and only number one on the U.S. charts song. If you're a Zach Bryan fan, this should be easy pickings for you. Name Zach Bryan's only number one on the chart U.S. song. Not on the rock charts, not on the country charts, overall.
So first one to get it right, you want to put a number on it?
Yeah, first one to get it right. 833-288-0973.
Done.
If you're a Zach Bryan fan, this is easy.
Yes.
Dial in. Maybe you'll go to see him in concert. We'll come back after traffic.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Gwen and Chris continues 3-21. K-State's rallied back and the leading set 2-22-16. Torero's won the first set, NCAA tournament volleyball. Keep a little eye on that. I like watching stuff like that. Root for the local club. Chris Ella, Mr. Tony Gwynn Jr., idol. But he did send in his NFL pick'em picks.
He did.
So we will have that for you in a little while.
Do you think he's over it yet?
Like that I'm blowing him out?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think if he's like me, he thinks he's got 5 weeks left. He can make a comeback.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you do.
No, that's true. You Tony keep is on a competitor.
Playing. Yeah, keep on playing. So we'll have those picks for you shortly. But my pick of the Panthers last week has put him way behind. That was a good call by me, as it turned out.
What was the spread?
10 points.
Wow.
That was a big one.
I didn't Panthers realize it was over 10 points.
Over the Rams last week.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
On the 10 upset.
10 points. Jeez.
Yeah, worked out. Anyway, there was something. Oh, Zach Bryan, winner Luke.
Yes.
Hey, this isn't, I don't mean this in any way if your name's Luke out there, but isn't it automatic that you have to be a country music fan if your name is Luke? Doesn't it just seem to go together?
It does seem to go
together.
I'm
sure there's some Lukes out there that hate country music, so I apologize to you. But Luke just sounds like a country music fan to me.
I cannot think of anyone in my life named Luke that doesn't like country.
Seems like it just goes with it.
That is very true. And I know that people on the chat are like, hey, I got through. I do my thing where I shuffle the calls because people like call in and don't know the question. So I have to shuffle them. So
the name of the song that you were looking for, and as all Zach Bryan fans would know, is called I Remember Everything. It featured Casey Musgraves, went number one on the U.S. charts in 2023. A couple of other songs may have confused you. One called Pink Skies, another called Something in the Orange. I guess Zach likes these color songs. Those were both number one on the rock chart or country chart, but not the overall number one.
Here's the number one.
I Remember Everything?
Yeah. I mean, we do have a huge country station with a bunch of music I forgot about in the system.
We have a Hall of Fame country
music
radio personality
nominee
in the mornings.
Go check out our Gwen and Chris overtime yesterday.
John Flint was on our overtime. Zach.
Beach town dress on the drying line.
I'm good with it. I'm not knocking the song. I'm just saying that I'm good.
You know, Casey Musgraves came in here.
Yeah,
right before the pandemic. Right before COVID happened. That was also when I met Billie Eilish before COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. We had Billie Eilish with Casey Musgraves.
Rubbed elbows with some big time celebrities there.
I've told this before, Chris, but I had no idea that it was Billie Eilish until after.
How would you know?
Well, she
didn't know who she was yet.
She became famous like 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
See? Seriously. And I go, what? That's the girl who was in the elevator.
So the final stop on her anonymity tour
was
here.
Odyssey San Diego.
Was at the Odyssey Palace here.
Yes.
Interesting,
I might say.
Coming up is our countdown. Scraby and I have been working on this throughout the day. I had my wife even help on this. Five things that were kind of our favorite things that are no longer really out there. It's a bit of a loose named category, but it's basically stuff that used to be really fun or really part of our lives that just isn't out there anymore. I mean, if you're an example in a general sense would be something like the phone book or the phone booth, not the book.
No.
Well, the phone book too.
Phone book too.
Yeah, but the phone booth. Like, keep in mind, the whole comic Superman couldn't even exist today. Superman used to change in the phone booth.
Don't you remember that? Oh, yes. Now it all makes sense. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, now I get it. But
now
true.
He didn't know where to change.
And
there are no phone booths.
If you're changing in a phone booth, can't everybody see you?
Not Superman. He's so quick.
But, okay.
Remember, he was whirling around. Yeah.
Asked and answered.
Right, but Superman cannot change any longer. Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
There are no phone booths.
That is true. Where would he change?
I don't know. That's up to the, what is it? Is he a DC action hero or a Marvel?
He's DC.
He's DC. So it'd be up to those people to figure it out.
I saw a payphone in the airport last time I was there, and it was like the cleanest thing in the airport
because no one had touched it.
I kind of wanted to use it.
I think you can see a payphone now, but the actual booth, you know, that you'd be walking down the street and you'd drop a quarter in there and then it would take your quarter every time.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be like, now I don't have another quarter. Or actually, I think it was a dime at the beginning. Or then you'd be talking to somebody and then the operator would come on and she'd say, sorry, sir, you don't have any more time left. And you're like, but I don't have any money. Well, that's the end of your conversation. Yeah, see you later.
I always liked the sound when you hung up and the coin dropped into the machine.
And when you were mad at somebody, you went, boom, bah, 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 bah. But guess what? On the other end, all they heard was,
they heard nothing. Click. Oh, man.
Yeah, Superman would be in trouble. Maybe we should dial that up.
Gonzo says he'd change in the van he lives in. Does he live in a van?
Superman's living in a van down by the river? Was he living with Chris Farley on the Saturday Night Live sketch?
Doesn't he have like a lair where he's safe from kryptonite and stuff?
I don't know.
I know. We're not very good at the comic book thing.
I mean, I'm still, you know, I go back to the Christopher Reeve Superman, so that's...
I mean, that was a good Superman. I've seen that movie.
Fine, but it's, you know, different than the one they have out now. There's quite a few more effects in the...
I haven't seen the newest one.
The latest Superman efforts. I haven't seen efforts. The newest one. All right, anyway, that's coming up on our countdown. Remember to listen around 5:35. A couple of hours from now, we'll have our biggest fan announcement. Chance to win a night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game. With all of us and the fan staff, it'll be catered by our friends at Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine as well. So register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We will call today's winner at 5:35. Gwen and Chris will resume shortly.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, Gwen and Chris, coming on back here, 3:34. Happy Friday. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and then Scraby will take a night off on the Chronicles, sorry to say, but it's for a very good reason, celebrating 9 years of sobriety, and we respect and congratulate Mr. Scraby on that.
Thank you.
Mr. Tony Gwynn is so excited. He's taking the whole day off to celebrate for you, Scraby.
Yeah, I'm like,
isn't that
Tony,
nice
of him? Where I thought you were going to be here, man.
No, he's like, hey, it's your 9 year. I'm going to go out and spend the day.
He's like, I'm going to a brewery.
No, I'm just kidding. He's going to do that. Tony will be back on Monday. Pretty good weekend of sports. You know, college football. Be better if the Aztecs were in it, but they're not. Put some good conference championship games. I don't know. Georgia and Alabama is going to be, I think, maybe the most interesting game, because if Georgia beats Alabama, does Alabama, because now Alabama beat Georgia earlier, but if Georgia wins this one, Alabama's number 9 right now. Does that kick them out of the playoff? And in a sense, wouldn't that be just not fair to Alabama, because they're only getting knocked out because they qualified for the championship game?
I think the NCAA,
it's a disaster,
loves to have Alabama in it, so they'll find a way.
They'll find a way. Well, they didn't.
Didn't they find a way last year?
No, they did not find a way last year, and Alabama fans were not happy about it.
Wow.
I got this post from Tyrell, and I screenshotted it because I didn't want to miss it.
Okay.
You're going to like it. This is Tyrell talking about the college football and the rankings.
Okay.
If you're Texas, head-to-head matters against Vanderbilt. But if you're Notre Dame, head-to-head doesn't matter against Miami. If you're Texas A&M, a loss to a team below you keeps you in the top 10. But if you're BYU, a loss to a team above you keeps you out of the top 10. Alabama, a loss to a 5-7 team doesn't matter. But if you're Utah, two losses to two top 10 teams knock you out. If you're Texas, a loss to a 4-8 team doesn't matter. You're still ahead of Utah. Burn the system and the committee to the ground.
Okay.
What the hell are we doing?
I mean, that is crazy.
There's so many things in that, and that doesn't even include the Miami-Notre Dame head-to-head.
No.
But there's so many, yeah. So you can't put computers in, because we already saw what they did with the Aztecs. They screwed that up.
It is.
I just don't know what they're, you know, college football, mess.
It is a mess, and they have to get it under control before they lose it.
Well, I bet you. I'm going to go dollars to donuts that they switch it around, put Miami in, take Notre Dame out, and then come up with a cockamamie explanation as to how they did that.
Oh, well, you know, the computer changed its mind.
Because they're going to have a cockamamie explanation. What else could they have?
You know, we thought the results were weird, so we reran the simulations, and Notre Dame is out.
Because they have to put Miami in over Notre Dame. There's just too many people.
Maybe.
Well, I'm predicting it'll happen, and then we'll get the cockamamie result. Cockamamie. Here's traffic, and then today's countdown, which I think will be fun.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Very rough start for North 5 travelers up that coastline. We have got a traffic alert. Del Mar Heights Road, all lanes blocked for police activity, so leave extra time. Be prepared to be diverted off prior to that. That's North 5 Del Mar Heights Road. Southbound lanes at this time are open through that area. Now, prior to that traffic alert, northbound 5 before Genesee got a crash blocking the two right lanes. Northbound side of the 805 accident, Sereno Valley Road, it's over to the right shoulder. Also reports of a stall on southbound 805 near Balboa. Fortunately, not blocking lanes. It's in the center divide. And got this collision on eastbound 94 just before Avocado. That's being cleared over to the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
I keep trying to think of the best way to title this countdown, and I'm not really coming up with it.
I'm not really sure how to do it either.
Yeah, it's just five things that we used to like that are no longer cool. I don't know. Or no longer exist.
Yeah, no longer are in use.
Okay. So we're coming from slightly different eras, you and I. So
very different eras.
Very different. So I think our countdown will be a little different. Because I have some things from my you know, childhood. My wife wanted me to go with Slinky. Remember those things?
I do.
But I think they still exist.
They do, but they're pointless. What the heck's wrong with
them? Of course they are. But that was a big deal.
I know. I had one, Chris.
Had to have a Slinky.
And it never went down the stairs like I wanted it to.
It maybe went down to one stair.
And then it fell over and toppled. It was never the way
it's supposed to be. On the commercial, though, it went downstairs. It turned back the other direction.
Started going back up the stairs.
The Slinky did it all.
It did.
Yeah. Slinky did not make my list.
Okay, so. good.
All right, you go first.
Number five.
Real quick, I want to say something about the traffic, by the way. If you heard Kelly Danick, I went by this earlier at Del Mar Heights on 5 North. It is bad right now, so go another direction because it was looking like it was going to be an hour or two home. All right, my number five is something I know I shouldn't have played with as a kid, but I did all the time.
Firecrackers?
Nope. Car cigarette lighter.
The ones
you like push
lighter.
In and it heats up and it coils up?
The little orange coils?
Yes. And then I would pull it out and I would like put things on it and like see if it would burn things. And I know I was a bad kid.
Okay, this is going to be weird. When you pulled the lighter out, didn't it smell good or was that not part of it?
No, but you know, in my life,
maybe that was the cigarette touching the lighter.
I think it was.
Created a bit of a smell sensation because my parents smoked in the car with the windows up.
Can you imagine dropping that thing? Like, that's so scary. You're like lighting your cigarette and then, oh no, and it's in your seat.
Cigarette lighter in the car. Good one.
Yes.
Doesn't exist anymore. Nobody has one of those.
No, but when I was smoking cigarettes in college, I definitely used one of those because I thought it was cool.
Without question. You had to have it.
There we go.
But, I mean, my parents should both be arrested
for smoking
in the car with the windows up.
It was legal.
Didn't even roll a window. Didn't even crack a window.
That is...
I think that says a lot of why I'm the way I am. All right, number five for me was a item that I used a lot in my job in the early 90s. And when I used this item, I remember saying, I don't know how we ever lived without it prior to it existing. Well, now no one has one and no one needs one. It's a fax machine.
You miss the fax machine?
No, I don't miss it. I'm just saying it was a huge part of my life.
Yes, it was.
It was everything to me. I was a PR director for the Gulls. I had to send out information after the game to all the media outlets.
Okay. All right.
The only way to do this was to put the info in a fax and fax it to them. And I thought, thank God for this, or I wouldn't even be able to do my job right. Well, I mean, does anyone even, like, what is a fax now?
K-Laws uses the fax machine at work sometimes.
Right.
The fax is a little bit different, but you can fax still.
Yes, I get it. I get what you're saying, but, you know, compared to where we were.
Oh, no, now we email that stuff, or your stats just go online, and someone can access your stats online.
You take a picture of it in your phone, and then you send it.
You could do that, too.
Yeah, you don't need a fax.
No, you don't need a
fax
anymore.
But it was a big part of what I did back then.
Oh, when the dial tone...
It was a little loud.
Yes.
Number four.
All right, my number four is appointment TV. Like, nowadays, I know that I can watch it whenever I want, and I can put it off for as long as I want. And so if I don't watch it when it comes out, then I probably won't watch it for a few weeks. I'll forget about it.
But
back in the day, it was like you had to be in front of the TV 8 p.m. for this show.
Well, it was the only chance to watch it.
Chance to watch it. You wouldn't ever get to see it again until they came out with the show on VHS, which would
reruns
be like a year.
10 years later.
Yeah, but appointment TV where you can only watch that show at one time with everybody else.
It was so such a big deal that I can tell you nowadays, 50 years later, that the CBS Sunday night lineup was like All in the Family, Maude, the Jeffers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember certain things like that.
TGIF, man.
You knew.
Family Matters, Step by Step.
There you go.
All right.
For my Friday nights on ABC, it was Brady Bunch, Odd Couple, Love American Style. There's people that remember those shows.
Well, I know the first two, but I've never heard of
Love American Style. It was a goofy skit show with like little romantic storylines.
Okay.
Number four, we're never going to make it, so this is going to extend, I think. Number four for me, tetherball.
Ha!
Now, I looked it up. Apparently, you can still buy a tetherball set.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But most people from my research here said they're not on very many playgrounds anymore. Used to be a staple of every playground. And it was a fun game, I thought. But, you know, you could get injured. The rope would wrap around your neck or your wrist. But if you don't remember how to play tetherball, it's hard to explain. But I thought it was kind of a fun game.
Wrap the ball on the rope around
the pole. But you're hitting it one way and your opponent tries to hit it back the other way. Did you play it enough?
Can specifically remember a shot to the face from that tetherball that hurt.
Now, here's the one thing I do remember about tetherball. You had to punch at the ball, and to get it, send it around the pole, then the other person punched it back. There would always be some kid who would grab it and palm the ball.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then throw it in a downward arc.
So it would go way up.
So it would go way up, way down, way up, way down, and then you couldn't. Then they'd claim victory.
What a jerk.
That was always a jerk.
Yeah, come on, people.
Play the game under the spirit of the rules. Tetherball.
Tyler says ropesies. I didn't call it ropesies, but I can see it happening. I'm guessing that's what we're talking about.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, number three.
Number three.
This isn't a product or anything, but it just doesn't happen anymore, and I'm sad for kids, but come home when the streetlights are on. That doesn't happen anymore.
What do you mean?
When I was a kid, my mom would say, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to go play at my friend's house. And it was like, you know, noon. And she'd be like, all right, I'll see you when the streetlights come.
Oh.
Or be here before the streetlights
come.
Oh,
that was your time limit.
That was my time limit. Nowadays, I don't think that's a thing at all. Like, and then if those streetlights came on and I was not in the house, I was in big trouble.
You're in big trouble.
Big trouble.
So did you have to anticipate them coming on? Or did you have a few minutes?
No.
Once they came
on. You had
on.
To basically, when my mom said be home by the streetlights, it means be inside before the streetlights come on.
I will tell you, there were many Saturday mornings, approximately 9 or 10 a.m., when my stepbrothers and I, at the time, I don't think we were older than 8, would put on our roller skates, be shoved out the front door, and we'll see you at 4 or 5 o'clock. Could you imagine allowing your young son or daughter under 10 to just roam the neighborhood for 6 or 7 hours.
But here's the thing. I've thought about this a lot. It was much more dangerous back in the 60s, 70s. Like,
I don't know.
There were less cameras. There was more ways to be kidnapped. It was way more dangerous.
No one even thought twice about it.
I know. That is crazy.
All right, number three for me. This goes for all of the tapes. Cassette tapes, 8-track tapes, a mixtape. VHS, Be Kind, Rewind. Look, if there was ever a business that you were guaranteed would never go out of business, it was Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
You spent at least 3-4 hours a week there if you were any kind of, you know, movie fan at all.
Oh, yeah.
And there was just no way that Blockbuster wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
There's only one left, I believe.
I've seen the documentary.
Right. So that kind of happened.
Tapes are gone.
But tapes. I actually miss like my own mixtapes and some things like that, but there's really nowhere to play them anymore. You can't even play a CD in most cars anymore.
No, my car doesn't have one.
No, mine either.
Maybe you just said this. Do you have any of the tapes?
Oh, the actual cassette? Maybe.
I guarantee you somewhere around here there's a cassette player.
You're right. But yeah, I have to dig them up.
Number two.
All right, my number two is something I learned in second grade, and I have used it ever since. It's cursive. No one uses cursive anymore.
Have to tell people what it is.
It's
handwriting.
It's handwriting, but it's like connected handwriting.
Yes, I know.
Use
everyone had to know this.
All the time. If I were to show you my notebook right now, there is
you still
cursive
use
it. In
it.
I love cursive.
Really?
I love it.
I stopped using it when I was maybe 12 years old. I learned it, but I never liked it.
Like, here's me with the cursive S right
here. I know what all the letters are.
I know. I'm just showing you. This is my notebook from, like,
We wasted a lot of time in first, second, third grade learning cursive. Because it is a waste of time. We didn't need it, as it turned out.
I love cursive.
Yeah, right.
It's way easier. You don't have to lift your hand off the page. You just go from It's way easier for me.
All right. Number two.
Oh, they're teaching cursive again.
They're trying to bring it back. Okay, apparently.
Okay, love
it. Good to know. All right, this is something that you're going to probably have to be almost my age or pretty close to remember, but cars didn't only have bucket seats. Bucket seat being one seat and another seat in the front.
Yeah.
A lot of them had bench seats. All the way across. In the middle of that bench seat was a little jump seat that you could fold down and use as an armrest. Or you could put your six-year-old kid like me and sit them on it.
Yes.
And you had the best view in town,
you
man.
You really did. You had a bird's eye view.
You were right there, the front of the car. Dad's driving, mom's smoking. Windows are up.
Yeah.
You're right on the jump seat. You're looking out the window. And, man, if they ever stopped short, you could just fly right through that windshield.
Oh, of course.
And no seatbelt, nothing. How I survived it, I'll never know. And anybody survived it. But I'm pretty sure everyone of my ilk or that kind of era loved that moment when their parents let them sit on that little jump seat. It was a cool feeling as a little kid.
When I was growing up, my grandparents lived in Iowa, and they would have to come pick us up from Chicago. It was a three-hour drive back home.
You got the jump seat?
I looked forward to that.
Yeah,
I looked forward to it.
Yes.
I was like so pumped to sit between grandpa and grandma.
Oh, you were right up front, man.
Yeah, I was an adult.
You never thought about the fact that you could fly through the window with the greatest of ease.
No, I didn't have any idea. Also, sitting backwards was cool when I was growing up. Like, Volvos had seats that faced backwards.
The station wagon where you would sit with your brothers and sisters with just staring out the back of the car.
That's what I'm saying,
at the person who was behind you.
Yeah, which is...
You can do those.
It's just weird these days. It's just weird these days.
Jump seat, man. That was a moment.
All right, we're on number one.
We're on number one.
Number one.
My number one is something you've already said, but...
Oh.
My life, going to the movie rental store.
Oh, Blockbuster.
I miss it so much.
I do
because
too.
You know how many times I sit there and I try to look for something to watch and I just can't and I give up and I walk somewhere else? In the movie store, you always leave with a movie. You always find a movie. And I loved looking at the video games. I would always go to the scary movie section and sneak peeks at those things. But I love the movie store. Hollywood Video was ours. And I had to
you like the Hollywood Video?
I had to start paying our late fees because I was always bad about the late fees.
I'm just going to say that we had trouble, Lori and I, agreeing on one.
Oh.
And invariably, when you went to the video store...
Fight?
No fights.
Okay.
But on your way over, you always went, all right, we're getting... Superman Returns. Yes. Let's go. That was never there.
It was never there.
And so
there.
When that was gone, now you were looking all over for the one and you couldn't find it.
And you can't find it. It's stressful. Now you're sitting in there for 30 minutes and now you're getting frustrated with each other.
But you're right. You usually grab something.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Did you always rewind? Were you a good rewinder?
I was. I was not good at returning on time.
Oh. That was a problem for
you. Yes, it was.
I also remember that you could do the sneaky... Go where the movies were being returned and maybe find one that you wanted that hadn't been shelved yet.
Yes, yes, yes. You
Try
can go
that.
Ask the guy, hey, you got any Terminator 2 Judgment Day back
Might
there?
Might be able to sneak one that way.
And they'd be like, you know what? I do.
I got it.
I do. That's a good call.
All right, final number one for me. I was an only child. So when my parents went out, they left me home with one of those little plastic trays that you sat up in front of the TV. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dinner tray.
And put on that a TV dinner. Like, TV dinner, number one.
Like Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak, yes.
The only time you get Salisbury steak.
The worst food ever made,
I think. Really funny.
And I was talking to my wife about it this morning, and she said, I love the cherry dessert. I'm like,
Who likes the cherry cobbler?
It was terrible. The peas. The potatoes even were awful.
They were all soupy.
It was terrible. Swanson's. If that company even still exists.
It does.
It does?
Yeah, it does.
Somebody ought to just... I don't want to say it in this day
and age. Because they make other stuff now.
All right. But man, the fact that they made me as a 10-year-old kid even eat that stuff.
But you loved it.
I did not. It's part of my life growing up that it was, big deal. But... your parents tried to make it out to be a thing, too.
Well, yeah, they wanted you to buy in.
Well, they were guilty that they were going out. So they'd be, hey, but you get a TV dinner. Come on.
When I was a kid, we had TV dinners that would have a little brownie in it.
Brownie, but then you know what else with the TV dinner? If you didn't have the heating capability, and we didn't have microwaves a lot of times, that brownie could burn your mouth for about a month.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to be careful with
that. That's true. Man, the dangers of TV dinners.
TV dinners. Oh, come on. All right, we'll play Chris vs. the Fans next. Hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.